Yo. All right. So it's like 12:08. I've been up, but what happened was I had to get up earlier, and then I ran. Well, here's the thing. I had a thing I had to do, right? This call I had to be on. So, I didn't record earlier because it's Ian's birthday and I'm supposed to call him to be on the show. And I didn't want to try to record, I would have recorded the episode right away, but I was like, I got to see what time he can do it. So I held off. So that was the real reason, was to get Ian on the phone for his birthday. So I'm just going to call him. I hope he answers. I told him he'd be around now. So I think he should be ready. So it's a big Ian birthday show. Happy birthday!
Thank you so much. 39.
30.
Insane.
Oh, God. I couldn't imagine. Sounds terrible. 39.
It's close to terrible.
Yeah.
Fun, fun party.
Just don't leave New York City and you'll be forever young.
It's true. It's so true. I was talking to someone about, I think she was 26. If you're 26 outside of New York, you've got a whole, like three kids by now.
I know. I was out in Long Island this weekend. It looks it's bleak, and they love it. That's the thing. They love it there, but it looks visiting it. Maybe if you when if I settled in, I'd be like, oh, this is the life. But like passing through, no thanks. Fuck yes. Why wouldn't you? What, this is the age we're living in, man. You don't have children. You live in New York. You do whatever the fuck you want.
It's amazing. And my brother called me last night. He's got three kids, and they all said happy birthday. They're not at the age. Like, I mean, what are they gonna do? Like, it's more his effort than theirs, you know? So I
Sure.
kind of corrals them in front of FaceTime, and they're like, happy birthday, but then they go right back to their like Legos. You know, it's like a total inconvenience for them, but it was really a nice thought. Did the thing, and then yeah, that's it. Simple man, I don't need much more.
I texted you happy birthday yesterday because I thought it was. It's for some reason, like 5 years ago when they said, put Facebook into your phone, on your iPhone, and then everybody's birthday ends up in your fucking calendar. I haven't been able to get rid of it since, right?
What a pain in that.
So I have like anybody that I knew in 2012, I have their birthdays, and people I don't even know. I just have like all these random birthdays in my account. But yours, for some reason, is in the day before it should be, and I don't. But so I that's just gonna happen every because that happened. I remember I've done that. I did that last year.
I always feel slighted by Steve Jobs. Like, I think there's just always something about, and it might be my ego. Maybe this guy never had me on the brain, but that's a possibility. But it always seems that Apple products always, it's just little things like that over and over.
Well, I don't
My
know what
birthday load's weird.
I think in Facebook maybe you had your I don't know. Maybe I don't know what it is, but happy birthday. You missed episode 200, but we have you on for you the big Ian Gent birthday extravaganza episode.
I feel like you're gonna be as old as me.
Dude, I mean, nobody's listening, which is fine. And then I say that, but then I know there's a couple people. But like, I did a show at the Knitting Factory last night, and this guy comes up to me. He said he's a fan. He came up to me, introduced himself, very nice. Said he's a fan of mine. He loves everything I do. And then he said, "Are you doing a podcast other than the thing when you wake up?" And and
Options for me.
Because he was like, he's like, because he liked the old one, the show, he liked that, but so he's listening to that, and then you just do the thing. And I was like, yeah, don't listen to that. It's not. So he didn't even. And then I had like I didn't bomb, but I had like a whatever kind of mediocre set in front of him, and it just killed me. Now, like one of my only fans, he like looked up my website, came to the show, and then saw me kind of like, ugh. But what are you gonna? I don't know. You can't promise anybody any. I think he got in my head. He got in my head, and it fucked me all up. I could see him while I was on stage. I was like, don't focus on him, and it fucked me up, man. So don't ever tell. Don't come up to me if you're a fan of mine. Don't come. Yeah. One day when I have I guess I can never perform in front of people I think are my fans, which is I might end up being an issue.
That could be a problem.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to. I guess I can't blame him.
You should go to.
Because I'm kind of mad at him now. I'm kind of mad at this guy.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Why would you come up and say nice things to me before a show? You know that's gonna fuck me up. Well, you don't.
It's pretty self-indulgent.
You say you follow my work, and you don't think that'll fuck me up. You don't know me. You don't know anything about me now. No, he was a good dude, and I fucking forget it. I think his name was Ben. I want to say his name was Ben, but I think it was Ben.
Well, he won't be able to write in anymore.
Well, he doesn't listen to this show, so he doesn't know. Unless he's like, oh, I'll listen, and maybe he'll mention me. Of course I'll mention. I do a show every day. Everything that happens to me the day before gets mentioned.
Yeah, there's only so much things I have to do. But
yeah.
Chris, do you have any metric about, like, how many people, like, listen to this show?
To this show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I can see on SoundCloud how many listens the episodes get. And, you know, it's not.
Amazing, but is it moving in the right direction?
No. It's gone down. It used to be more. It's gone down. And, I mean, part of it might be like, because I tell people not to listen to it. It also might be because it's not entertaining. I don't see that holding other people back. So I don't feel like it should hold me back. It's like I understand it's not entertaining, but it's there. You know, it's right. I still did it. It's not what it has to be good too. I mean,
there's a lot of stuff that's not good.
Yeah. And it's successful. I want to, yeah. Why do I have to be good to be successful? That I don't understand. You know,
yeah, it's like,
well, she had Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell as parents, so she can do whatever else she wants.
It kind of helps you, but I feel like she's in all those movies. You know that movie 13 Going on 30?
Yes, that was not her. That was Jennifer Garner.
That's the one you should talk to, is Jennifer Garner. But they're bringing it to Broadway. Isn't that weird? That's mediocrity. Like,
people love that movie. I never seen the whole thing, but people love that movie. A lot of people have love for that movie, so it makes sense. And it's a nostalgia thing at this point because it's like, it's over 10 years old.
So maybe you just sort of gear your podcast in that direction, whatever that means, towards that 13 to 30.
13 going, do a podcast about the movie 13 going on 30.
Just sort of. Times and sort of, you know, let it guide your persona. Just lean in a little more to that 13 to 35.
Well, I'm gonna start doing something else because this weekend, Jack. People don't know this, but this weekend, Jackin is ending. I haven't announced it yet, but it's ending, and at least for a little while. People listening to this can know, but don't tweet about. But people that listen to this, don't tweet about it because it's like. The last episode, there's two more episodes. They've already been recorded. It's done.
Oh, man. I'm sorry to hear that. But then, you know.
Well, we got canceled by the network. We got kicked out. But it's also, we decided it was time to take a break. And we'll see if it might come back. But I want to do something else. I want to turn this show into something successful. But I still don't know how to fucking do it. So I might put some more work into this show and make it into like a real show.
Oh, that's yeah, the Todd Mondesi approach of a little effort goes a long way towards promotion. I'm making a flyer for him right now. It's awesome with the late great Joe Rocca on it. So I'm pretty excited. R.I.P.
Joe. You call him Joe Rocca?
Yeah.
It's Joe Rocha.
I always called him Joe Rocca.
Rocha. I guess he.
Yeah. Well, I would always say. That's weird.
Yeah, that was very.
That's why we're friends. I can't pronounce their name.
Yeah.
It's sort of like a, you know, because I feel like every time I would bump into the late great Joe Rocha.
Well, I don't think I mentioned it on the show. Joe Rocha is a very funny comedian who. Who died pretty suddenly? I'm gonna a week ago,
3 or 4 days ago. Maybe a week ago. Yeah, it's a tragedy. He was so great. He was such a real guy, and like he would always keep you on your toes. I feel like
Year on Thanksgiving, I'm gonna say 8 years ago, he stayed in my apartment. I wasn't there. I let him, but he needed a place to stay, and I let him stay, and I gave him the keys, and I went to my parents' house. But I think I forget if I offered. I said maybe I said, "You want to come to my parents' house?" And he's like, "No." I didn't blame him. It's like you have an empty apartment. but I'm not sure. I don't know if I even offered that. But hey, I let him do that one Thanksgiving, and then kicked him out the next day. I don't know if he had a place to stay.
he was too busy keeping it real. He was a big down living.
Yeah, he was a little bit of a vagabond, but he
doing the real thing. You know, yeah. I have so much admiration for that. He would just like tell his jokes on stage.
Yeah,
go off to who knows where, and then just always so happy and happy to see you, even if you pronounced his name wrong.
Yeah, I can't believe you pronounced his. You didn't know his.
What's the thing of Rage Against the Machine? Isn't that Rocca? De La Rocca?
De La Rocha.
It's Rocha. It's always Rocha. There's no Roccas.
Yeah, it's always Rocha.
Your show's informative.
Yeah.
It's not entertaining. You learn a little something.
Well, man, I got to get going. I got some shit to do, but let's hang this week.
Down, absolutely.
All right, man.
Some new sneakers. I'll be excited.
Oh, fuck yeah. Get some sneakers, dog.
All right, man.
I'll talk to you later. All right, see ya. All right, there you go. The big Ian Gent birthday and the RIP Joe Rocha. That was sad. I should have mentioned that before. Good dude. All right. I got to go. I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.